I was forced into making a what now appears to be a brilliant business move. I got my degree when I was 25, a PhD when I was 25. Did not have children until age 35. So there was a vicious, horrid 10 years of being a psychologist, an unmarried, young male, without children, psychologist, where some people listen to what I had to say because they recognize, hey, this guy does this for a living. He sees a lot of kids and parents and marriages. But other people said, do you have any children? Well, then don't tell me. And I wanted to say, yeah, I never been in jail either, so maybe I shouldn't tell you. Never been on drugs, so maybe I shouldn't tell you. Never been a woman, so maybe I shouldn't tell you. Never been an alcoholic, maybe I shouldn't tell you. Never been divorced 4 times, maybe I shouldn't tell you. And on it goes. But I never said that. What I did is I went out and got a bunch of kids. Business move, business move. I realized that, you know, if you have a couple of kids, people are going to say, well, you got 2 kids. But if you have 10 kids, well, they don't mess with you. They just flat out don't mess with you. It's just like I overloaded them. Now, was that my primary motive for having a bunch of children? No. I'm not that shallow. I'm incensed and offended that you folks would even think that. My primary motive for having a bunch of children was not because I could have a much more credible business approach. That's insulting that you would even think that. My primary motive was the tax deduction and the tax credit. $31,000 in tax deductions. Tax credit, $10,000. Now, there's my primary motive. I'm not as shallow as you think. Let's look for a moment at this idea of, do you have any children? Now, there's a certain persona to the people who would say that. First of all, they're insecure. Second, they're defensive. They have to find a way to invalidate what someone would say. It's similar to the people who go to priests and don't want to hear what the priests have to say about marital relationships. Why? Well, they're not married. So what? So what? Since when in life do we have to experience everything to be able to offer valid advice? If we experience it, we may or may not be helpful in the advice we offer, depending upon how we experienced it. I am not going to go get the advice of an alcoholic on how to deal with alcoholism. He ain't experiencing it real well. I want to talk to people who have avoided the problems. I want to know how they avoided it. Why would I go talk to somebody who is now spending their 7th round in prison for a drug charge and say, you know, you've been in and out of drugs in prison for the last 27 years. I think you can counsel me on drugs. I don't want to hear what he has to say. Now, this idea of you must have children to be helpful. I will tell you, having my own children has given me a lot of great stories. That's true. And it has also given me an emotional appreciation for what parents go through. But keep in mind that even at that, my experience is different from yours. My emotional experience depends on a lot of other factors that you may not have at all. But what if I'm a therapist and your spouse has just had an extramarital relationship. And you come to me. And within the last 2 months of my own personal life, my spouse has also done this. And you think, well, you know, here's a therapist who's walked in my shoes. But what if I, as a therapist, am bitter, really bitter at what happened to me in my own personal life? I'm angry. I'm cynical. I'm mad at the world. Now, you're going to come in, and you're going to get objective, helpful advice from me, keep in mind, I might be likely to tell you, get rid of him, fry him, take him for everything he has. Why? Because I'm still wallowing in my own experience, which I haven't handled well. So you see, having the experience isn't necessarily helpful. I was on a talk show once. I shall mention the talk show because I make a lot of fun of it. Jerry Springer. That's right, I said Jerry Springer. And I wasn't on Jerry Springer once, I was on Jerry Springer many, many times. Let me qualify. This was before Jerry dove into the sewer. This was before Jerry decided, I need ratings, so I'll sell whatever part of my soul I can to get ratings. And the last program I was on was, Jerry was kind of ugly. Got pretty ugly. This is when the battles were starting. There was a woman on there who, the show was supposed to be about handling out-of-control teenagers. And there was a woman on there who had two or three of them that really weren't doing too well. So I made a suggestion. And she turned to me and she said, do you have children? And I said, yes, I have six. And at that point, the audience went, ooh, 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 in your face. And then, not to be defeated, she said, are any of them teenagers? I said, no, not yet. And then she sat back smugly as if to say, well, then you have nothing to say to me. People who do this don't realize what they're telling you about themselves. They're essentially saying that they're not going to listen to anybody that has any different experience. They're not going to listen to anybody that would say anything that they might find negative, distasteful, unpleasant, hard to implement, as long as they can invalidate them. And one of the cheapest, shallowest, easiest ways to invalidate somebody is to say, you've not lived in my shoes, and I would want to say, I hope not. Why would anybody want to come to a therapist who has experienced all of the pathology that he or she has dealt with? People would come in and say, do you have any children? I say, no, but I don't. I said, but I do this for a living, and where you have two, I've talked to hundreds and thousands. Yeah, but you don't live with them. That's true, I don't. And I would say, at the time, I felt the need to defend myself, because I was a young whippersnapper, a shrinkling. I said, that's true. However, if I did have children, I might be able to say to you, oh, I know how frustrating it is. I know how hard it is. And that's nice, and that may make you relate to me better, but it doesn't make my advice any better or any worse. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I told them, even if I had children and I didn't follow my own advice, my children are obnoxious, out-of-control little brats, how does that help you? All that means is I'm a hypocrite. All that means is I don't follow my own ideas. That's all that means. It doesn't mean my ideas themselves are bad. I can give you the best ideas in the world and not live them. Christianity has brilliant ideas for interacting with other people and finding a deep contentment here. And the problem with Christianity is that most of us don't live real well according to many of those ideas. Does that make the ideas stupid? No, of course not. The ideas on their face are valuable. Just because I don't follow them doesn't mean they're wrong. Same thing with kids. One time I remember I said to a client, I said, you're right, I don't have any kids. But you're a woman. Why are you coming to me? I'm not a woman. I've never been in trouble with the law, so I can't deal with any juvenile delinquents or people who have been in prison. I've never been into drugs or alcohol, so that eliminates that set of population. And as far as I know, I've never had a serious mental illness, although there are those who would debate that. I can't work with that population. I'm not elderly. I can't work with the elderly. I'm not a kid, so I can't work with kids. Well, you were a kid once. Okay, yeah, but that's so long ago, I can hardly remember it. My parents have never been divorced, so I can't really deal with kids who have had parents who have been divorced. About the most I could work with is middle-aged white males who are professionals with degrees in college. That's probably the group, wait a minute. Professional athletes. I forgot to throw that one in. That's it. Poor priests. They get hammered with this one. The most thoughtful, helpful, logical, clear-thinking folks that I've seen have oftentimes not experienced at all what they're helping another person deal with. So what? So what? John Paul II, he didn't have any children. He wasn't married. Was he not capable of giving brilliant thoughts on family life? What kind of nonsense is this? You don't have any children. Well, let's just tell John Paul II when he was here, we don't have to listen to you. You don't have any kids. I don't think so. So be careful when you do that to someone else, because it may be saying something about you. And be careful when someone does that to you, too, because it is saying something about them. They're finding a way to say, I don't have to listen to you.